This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. As temperatures hit 60 degrees, New Yorkers are flocking to outdoor cafes, donning shorts, t-shirts, even flip-flops, and dusting off their grills. Butcher Tom Mylan says there's been a spike in requests for sausage. And he should know, sausage is a signature item at The Meat Hook, which he runs with two other butchers. And that's what prompted us to make a trip to The Meat Hook in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, to see Tom Mylan make sausage for this Can't Wait for Summer edition of Last Chance Foods.
Today we're making Mexican chorizo, and this has cumin, cayenne, some paprika, salt, and then what we have here is a puree of guajillo chilies, and then this last little item right here is red wine vinegar.
That's the seasoning. The base is 14 pounds of pork, fatty meat from the shoulder, and lean meat from the ham.
Quality meat looks like quality meat. You know that it's quality by looking at it.
This definitely doesn't look like the other white meat.
No,
it's very pink.
No, it is not. It's very pink. It has lots of fat. It's raised to be hearty and to taste good, as opposed to like most commercial pork, which is raised to be lean. It's raised to grow fast. And flavor doesn't really like enter into the equation.
The Meat Hook gets all its meat from local farmers who raise their animals humanely and sustainably. Mylan says sausages help the Meat Hook make good use of pork trimmings that would otherwise go to waste. And they're a creative outlet.
We custom make sausages. We had a guy who came in who wanted a chicken parm pizza sausage. So we sort of like engineered that.
It's time to watch sausage being made. And as with the making of legislation, to which it is often compared, sausage making is messy.
All right, let's do some grinding.
All right.
I got splooshed.
So this is our 3-horsepower grinder. It's a big old Hobart from the 60s. And we like to name our equipment. This one's named Brittany.
After Brittany chews up and spews out the pork in long, meaty threads, Mylan takes the meat to another Hobart machine, a mixer, to beat in the spices, chili puree, and red wine vinegar, and to emulsify the pork's proteins and fats so the meat doesn't fall apart into little grains when the sausage is sliced. Then he fries a piece to test the seasonings.
Well, we'll make it to be super spicy. I am going to add a little bit more cayenne, maybe a little bit more cumin.
Tom Mylan learned to butcher while working for a group that owns the restaurants Marlowe & Sons, Diner, and the new restaurant Roman. While a good butcher knows how to skillfully cut up an animal into ribeyes and T-bones and pork chops, Mylan says the most critical part of his job is knowing how best to use those cuts to make a delicious meal and conveying that to the customer.
We have a lot of people that come in and it's like, yeah, I have this recipe for pork stew and it asks for 3 pounds of pork tenderloin. Which doesn't make any sense. That is the most tender, most expensive part of the entire pig.
You don't want to stew it to death.
Right. You wouldn't want to stew it at all. In fact, it would fall apart. It's the dumbest thing to stew, actually. It's like improper. It's wrong. But like a lot of people who write recipes think that if you use a more expensive cut, it's better. And it's not. It's like every part has the thing that it's good for.
Sausage is good for grilling, and it is best suited for that role when shaped into links. That means forcing all this spicy, loose, ground-up raw pork into casings. Mylan threads a long, ghostly white section of pig's intestine, the casing, onto the silver horn of a tabletop stuffing machine. The pink meat fills the translucent casing, creating a thick rope of sausage. Mylan makes punctures along its length with a 3-pronged fork to eliminate air bubbles.
Sometimes it'll actually explode. There'll be enough pressure that it'll actually explode and send little pieces of sausage meat flying everywhere.
That's fun.
Yeah, it is actually fun. It's really funny. Everything in butchering, especially making sausage, has some sort of comic relief to it.
Mylan creates links by pinching the sausage rope into 4-inch lengths and giving the rope a deft twirl. Next stop, the display case, where the Meat Hook will sell them for $10.99 a pound. Want to find something to do with chorizo sausage? Tom Mylan has a recipe for Mexican chorizo pozole. It's on the culture page at WNYC.org. And if you want to learn to make sausage yourself, the Meat Hook's teaching partners at the Brooklyn Kitchen are holding classes Monday nights in March. To sign up, go to thebrooklynkitchen.com. This is WNYC.